Arizo.
It's
the station for every generation. KAYT KQJOFM. Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, Lake Charles, and Natchez, Mississippi.
Come on, clap your hands.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Deal, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Our services are Monday at 6:30 p.m., intercessory prayer. Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., empowered by the Word of God Bible class. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school. Worship service, 11 a.m. until. If you care to come and worship with us, please call us at 318-627-2992. Or you can email us at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or visit our website at vcoc1.org. God bless you. Now let us go to a powerful word from the Lord in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm excited to come into your house, your car, on your job, or wherever you may be. The Word of God is still right early and bright this morning. I thank God for this great opportunity to come to you today. Amen. Over the airways, amen, to preach and to teach the Word of God. Today, my friend, we're going to Romans, amen, the 6th chapter, verse number 15 and 18. I would read it, amen, to your ears this morning. And the Word of God declare, what then shall we say, or what shall we continue, or shall we continue in sin? Because we are under, or not under the law, but under grace. God forbid. Amen. I put it to you that way because it seems that most people doesn't realize that there is a way out of sin. Sin is a normal thing to our flesh. But I read it that way because it seems that people are confused about what Jesus did on Calvary. And when you're confused, you don't understand, amen, praise the Lord, the strength and the power of God's word that has been given us for deliverance. So those of you who may have a clear understanding and wants to understand that you have power, amen, to change. And that's what I want to talk about today, a spiritual change. But the word read in Romans 6 and 15, it said, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? And the Bible say, God forbid. I'm talking to the church because the sinner doesn't understand grace. But I'm talking to the church to let us know, as Paul said, what if God would reveal his wrath? Amen. Praise the Lord. None of us would be alive today, but it's grace that's holding us. Because under the Old Testament, we would be stoned to death for a lot of things that we've done or do. Amen. Especially those of us, amen, or in hypocritical mode. Amen. Coming through the building. Amen. Saying that we are saved and that we're in the presence of the Lord. We must control our spiritual. Amen. Man, once we are born of God's spirit, we must modify the deeds of our bodies. Amen. We must take God's word, apply it to our, amen, spiritual life, our spiritual lifestyle. Amen. Our character. Because the word of God comes to change us. God does not want us, amen, to think that what he did on Calvary, amen, was powerless. Even though the enemy, that's his job, to make you feel that you can't live above sin. But Jesus have paid the price for our redemption and to let us know, amen, that he's given us power over sin. Amen. You have to make up your mind, my friend, whether you want this or not. Now, the word went on to say, know ye not, in verse number 16, that to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Now, you have to choose. And everyone that has had a experience with Jesus knows that, amen, they can recognize, amen, sin, because you are illuminated now. You have been enlightened of the things that God says is abomination, things that God says that he disapprove of, because you cannot declare that you are, amen, born of God's spirit and yet live, amen, in the realm of rebellion, amen, or disobedience. Amen. One scripture said that, amen, disobedience as the sin of witchcraft. So we know now to whom we yield our members. That's your body, your mind, your thoughts, amen, your attributes, amen, to. That's whom you're the servant of. And I'm going to tell you, amen, if you serve, amen, that which is sinful, it will magnify himself in your life. You will carry it around. And when you hear the truth, you will reject the truth because your sins have been brought to the light, amen, and rebuked, amen, by the truth of God's word. Now, my friend, the Bible says, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin. We're talking to those who have been redeemed and know that you have the power to not go back, amen, into the sins which God has delivered you from. It says, amen, but God be thanked that you were, amen, the servants of sin. But ye have obeyed from the heart that formed the doctrine which was delivered unto you. And being made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. And I thought about Proverbs, amen, 10 and 8. It says, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but the perennial fool shall fall. Amen. And I want you to know, if you wise in heart, you're going to know that the spiritual change has taken place in your heart, and things that God is not pleased with, you will rebuke those things. And I thought about parade, meaning babbling, amen. And babbling is the act of the fact of, amen, talking rapidly and continually in foolish things, amen, or in a foolish manner. It's a foolish thing to go in God's house and know you need God, know you need deliverance, and to go in there and reject, amen, the word that is coming to you, amen, from the pulpit, that's coming to correct you, amen, coming to make you a better person for God. Now, my friend, I'm reminded that Paul said also in Corinthians 13 and 11, he said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child. My God, amen, he's researching himself. He's, amen, putting himself there, and he's making sure, amen, that his mindset for serving God has changed. He says, I'm not parading in the things that I used to do, because now I understand, because now God has given me power over things that I couldn't control. Now they're around me, but I have power to control them. I was led by them, but now I am delivered by them because of the Spirit of God that lives in me. I thought as a child, you know, children mess up things. And some of us, amen, we might be grown in age, but yet our spirit is not developed in the things of God enough to know that you don't have to be a parading fool. Amen, praise the Lord, and continue, amen, to think that God's word or the grace that God has given us has no power over the weak things in our life that we keep rehearsing over and over like we cannot get out of them. And that's the things that destroy us and separate us from the love of God and from the power of God's deliverance. His blood, amen, still works. His blood was not shed in vain. Praise the Lord. We have statistics, amen, where sin have come in and broken up and took our families and destroyed them and destroyed good things in our life because we did not predicate our lifestyle upon God's word and what he done on Calvary for us. Jesus did not die in vain. There is a spiritual change, amen, that's in the air. God has given us a way out of sin. I don't know about you today, praise God, amen, but I know, praise God, that God has changed my life. And if I can take out, amen, about 30, 40, 50 years and explain to you and testify of one day when Jesus touched me and changed my whole life, amen, and opened my eyes to the things that I was bound by, I would tell you, my friend, amen, praise the Lord, that his power, amen, is still working for those who wants to change. Now, listen, my friend, praise God, this morning, I want to go back to this scripture. It says, whom you yield yourself servants to, that's to whom you will obey. Amen, praise the Lord. Foolishness, amen, will be promoted in the characteristic of those who mindset, amen, believe, praise the Lord, that there could never be an opportunity to change. But I want to tell you, Jesus made a change according to Colossians that when he was nailed to the cross, he blotted out the handwritings of the ordinances that was against us. He nailed them to the cross. Amen, praise the Lord. He took up on the sins of the whole world to free us that we may have power. Amen, praise the Lord. And deliverance, amen, from him who is him, the devil who had the keys, amen, to, amen, eternal life. You see, the devil had the keys. And that's why Jesus, the Bible says in Hebrews 3, he says, amen, for as much as the children were partakers of flesh and blood, God armed himself likewise with the same that he may be touched, amen, with a feeling of our infirmities, praise the Lord, amen, that he may destroy him who had the keys, amen, to death. God comes to give you life. And I know you heard that scripture from a child. I did. He come that you may have life and have it more abundantly, but you got to have a spiritual change. You can't continue, amen, the same way, praise God, and think that God is going to give you spiritual, amen, blessings. You know, most people come to God because they say, oh, God said he's going to bless me. I believe that. I'm going to stand on that. Let me tell you, my friend, when you get saved, that don't mean your trial's over with. Hey, glory to God. God just give you power over those things to keep you in your right mind, in your right spirit, to let you know now you have somebody to fight or to carry you through what you're going through. And most of us fail because we don't understand, praise the Lord, the development of spiritual things. There is a spiritual change that God has given us through his word. Watch this. Jesus said in John 3 and 6, he says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. That means that God said, if you're born of my spirit, you are with me. I will control. Yea, though you go through the waters, it may come up to your brow. He said, but it won't overtake you. Amen. And I found out that even in that scripture in Isaiah, that some of us, amen, don't think that because we have the spirit of God that anything should come our way to try our faith. I want you to know, man, that your faith, amen, praise the Lord, is more precious than gold that perish. When you get a spiritual change, praise the Lord, you are no longer becomes, amen, praise the Lord, a student, amen, praise the Lord, of the flesh. Amen. You modify that flesh. You put that flesh, amen, in his grave, and you tell that flesh, you will not have dominion over me because of the grace that God has given me. Jesus said to us, he said, marvel not. And this is where the power comes. I say unto you, you must be born again. And we got to understand that we need a spiritual change. When you or I have that spiritual change, then we are born of God's spirit. We are no longer subject to, amen, the parent, amen, of the flesh. We're no longer subject to foolishness. We're no longer subject to babbling and out of control and having rapid, continuous, foolish things happen in our lives. We become, amen, that child that Paul talks about. When I was a child, I thought as a child. And when I became a man, I put away childish things. And I want to sum this up before I go to the prayer line. If there's anyone that would need prayer, amen, today, I want to sum it up, praise the Lord, where Romans 6 and 16 said, let not sin therefore reign in your moderate body, praise the Lord, amen, that you should, amen, obey the lust thereof. You have power over the lust. Neither yield ye your members, amen, as instruments of unrighteousness, of, amen, unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God. Thank you, Lord. These that are alive from the dead, as someone that's alive from the dead, amen. In other words, sin makes you dead, but the Spirit gives you life. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they're both spirit and they're life. Amen. They're life. Amen. Life come through God's word. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. You can't have life without God's word. There's life in the word of God. You need God's word to help you through. I'm going to the prayer line. If you need prayer today, you can dial that number, 484-2500. 1-877-464-2500 will get you in touch with prayer. But I want you to know today that we're living under this grace, and we must, amen, praise the Lord, understand the power of God's grace. Amen. Grace, amen, is what we all need. But we need to know that God has made a way to give us his spirit, and that with his spirit, we don't have to parade ourselves to what the devil has tried to seduce us into doing, to making covenants with him. Too many times we go to church and we come to the building, we're hurting, but we don't get anything out of it because we are not willing to submit to what God's word is saying. And today, my friend, if you need prayer today, I'm here to pray with you that God will give you a breakthrough. And whatever area of your life you need, amen, a breakthrough. Because there is a spiritual change. Hey, thank you, Lord God, that God has given us. You can make this shift in your life. You can make this shift for your family. 484-2500. If you're calling, amen, from a distance, it's 1-800. Oh, as you were, praise God. 1-877-464-2500. Get you in touch with prayer. But here locally, amen, 318-484-2500. Get you in touch with prayer. I need you to go to that phone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul declared to the church, and if you're struggling with your spiritual walk, he declared to the church, he said, this I say then, walk in the spirit. If you have God's spirit, he says, walk in the spirit. When, in other words, he said, seek the spiritual things of God, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And I know that's warfare, because he went on to say, for the flesh warred against, amen, the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Dial that number today if you need prayer, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. Get you in touch with prayer today. And I always refer back to this, amen, word that Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. He says, if any man be in Christ, You're a new creature. Somebody, you holding on to the past. You need to let that past go. You need to let that past go because that past is killing you. Stressing you out with your blood pressure. Stressing you out with your nerve. You all nerved up. You all balled up. And you need to be delivered from that spirit. You need to be delivered from the bondage that the devil have pushed you back in. You may be in backslidden condition. You need a refreshing from God. I want to touch and agree with you today that God will release you. Prayer changed things. You may not believe that, but I know that prayer changed things. Hey, glory to God. Prayer will make a way. Amen. Praise God. 9 minutes. I got 9 minutes left. Please, if you're going to call, don't wait till the last moment. Dial that number 484-2500. 1-877-464-2500. Get you in touch with prayer. As I expound in the word, you can still go to that phone and dial that number. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. A spiritual change. A lot of us need a second chance. God is a God of a second chance. You don't have to hold back. You don't have to live like, amen, praise the Lord, that there ain't no power in God's word. There's power in God's word to work out your situation. Thank you, Lord God. And God, I believe that he want to break, not just break, but he wanted to destroy every chain and give you an opportunity, amen, praise the Lord, to enjoy the grace that he died on Calvary for. God want to work it out for you. You got to have a mind to say, Lord, I'm willing to surrender. And I love the scripture in Proverbs where God say, they that seek me early shall find me. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. I want God to do something for me. I want him to do something for my family. Those of you who are dealing with serious bloodline curses, you need somebody to pray you through. Hey, glory to God. You're dealing in your marriage situation. You're struggling, praise the Lord, in your life. You're struggling with, amen, your spouse. You're struggling with, amen, many things right now. And God is saying, I need you to understand you need a spiritual change. And until you allow God to be that Lord of your life, you're going to continue in that circle. You need to come out that circle. If you need prayer today, 484-2500. Amen. If you need prayer, dial that number, 318-484-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. And I want you to know today, that when you are born of God's Spirit and you're a new creature, Paul declared in 2 Corinthians 5 and 18, he says all things. He didn't say all things. He said and in conjunction, and all things are of God. That means that the Spirit of God now is hovering. Not only hovering, but God is leading you. You're walking with him. And he's helping you through things. He's helping you to overcome the challenges in this life. And I'm telling you right now, God wants to help you to overcome every challenge. Go ahead, call it your name. Could you turn your radio down a little bit, please? Turn your radio down, please. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What can we pray about?
Pray about me and my boyfriend's situation and everything get better.
Something is too loud. Something too is loud. Still too loud. The radio?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay, what's your prayer?
to pray for me and my family situation.
You and your family situation? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Only God knows your family situation. And I know you won't change. I know, amen, I can tell the stress. Amen, praise God. But I'm praying right now that you'll be able to come to an agreement and through God's word. And whatever you need God to do today is going to have to be agreed upon in God's word. God blesses, amen. He blesses righteousness. And I want God to send a special spirit upon you and your family that you all be able to be bond together according to God's word, that God will heal that which is wrong, that he will restore that which is right, that he will supply your needs as you go out and worship him. You and your family, turn your hearts to God and allow God to heal you and deliver you and make you whole according to his word. And I want to thank you for calling today, because I'm touching and agreeing that God's going to work this situation out. And I think I heard you say you and your boyfriend.
Yes, sir.
I won't. What about y'all talking about marriage? Because let me tell you something. The Bible says he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So I think that God needs to touch his mind. Amen. Praise the Lord. To come out. Amen. And y'all come out of that and do the right thing so God can bless you spiritually. In Jesus' name, God, thank you for calling. Amen. God bless. Amen. Listen, my friend, this is what I'm saying to every one of us. God blesses you the spiritual thing that he put in the earth. Isn't it funny how man is trying to rewrite God's word? I got 4 minutes. Man is trying to rewrite God's word on everything. Marriage, gender. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's the man is trying to rewrite everything. But the word of God is right all by itself. God don't bless the mess. He bless what is right. And until we understand that, you're going to continue to live in hell. I'm just going to put it like that. We got to understand that the word of God comes to give us spiritual life. It's not about the way we see things, because we're going to be judged according to how we live. And when you live contrary to God's word, it's called sin. We got to come out. I got 2 minutes. I know y'all don't like this today, but I want you to know right now, amen, to whom you yield your members to, who you serve, praise the Lord. Amen. That's who you are, and that's who your Lord is. And if you serve Jesus, amen. We used to sing a song. We still sing that song. Jesus will work it out. And you got that problem. God will work it out. He's a God that know how to make things right. And if we line up, how many, I got a minute or so. If we line up with God's word today and get a spiritual change, line up with that word and get a spiritual change. And God will meet you, and he will change your life and give you that life more abundantly. Listen, I got to get off this air, but I'm praying that I get to see you. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the next week, in Jesus' name, I'm Bishop David Bill Sr. God bless you until next Wednesday. Be healed, be delivered, and be made whole. We welcome you.
If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.